like Alex cutting her throat at the end of what was it? Fatal Attraction.
There you go.
It's anticlimactic.
According to the test audiences, according to me. When I was like 8, when I saw that movie for some fucking dumb reason.
Why were you watching Fatal Attraction at
8? Don't know, but that's when I saw it. When did it come out? What year did it come out?
Fatal Attraction seems like it was probably like 94.
I'm checking.
87.
87.
Yep.
Maybe I'm thinking Basic Instinct was 90, like 4, 95, something like that.
Fatal Attraction was 87. I remember watching it on VHS. When I was way too young to be watching them. I even thought that at one point. I was like, I don't think I should be watching this movie. That bitch just killed a bunny. And, yeah, but I finished it.
That's because you a bitch. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Seems, motherfucker.
Seems weird that you would say that.
You know what's not a bitch, though?
So the film was initially released in Japan with the original ending. The original ending is also appears on the special edition VHS and Laserdisc released by Paramount in 1992.
Oh, come to think about it, I do remember watching that movie, and before the movie, there was the director talking. It was like, I always thought that was weird because it's the only time I ever seen that. So yeah, it must have been the director's cut.
Okay.
So I've never seen the actual ending of that movie.
Which has the wife killing, or...
Has Alex killing herself. Alex killing, no. Oh, the original? Yeah, has the wife killing,
Alex, yeah.
So weird that I know that movie, but I've never seen the actual ending of it before.
Yeah.
That's bizarre shit, man.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, so you have...
Yeah.
Yeah.
This fuck is that scene,
and
dude.
And this is the... I guess you could say the...
The aftermath of getting brutally murdered?
Yeah. Well, she gets shot through the chest.
Yeah.
Shot through the chest!
This is the theatrical. This is the...
Director's
cut, yeah.
So I've only seen the... That's so dumb. It's dumb that I seen that movie at that age anyway. And then it's dumb that I only saw the director's cut.
Did you see it alone, or were you watching it with somebody? That's what...
I don't remember. I just remember seeing it. Like a very... Like, certain scenes stick out. Like the kid screaming that they can't find the bunny and the bunny's being boiled. I remember him going up an elevator shaft, like those, you know, industrial, like, warehouse building elevators to go up and talk to her, and she freaked out, and he had a fucking face musher off of her.
Yeah.
Basic Instinct, 1992.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so.
I saw that movie way too young, too.
Yeah, following your viewing of Fatal Attraction.
I must have made it a
double feature.
Double feature night. I got some popcorn. It's like 8. Let's get some snacks, some sodas.
I'm going to watch the director's cut of this one.
I'm the director's cut of Basic Instinct.
I'm going to see my first pussy on this other one. Because he became of age at that point.
Apparently.
Voice dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Had his first erection.
Exactly.
The fuck am I supposed to do with this thing? Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Burt Reynolds died.
Yes, he did.
Wow.
Yes, he did.
I didn't want to laugh after that, but it was such a random sweet ass segue.
Yeah, I know, right?
I don't know how to do segues.
Obviously.
Listen, Burt Reynolds passed away, 82, 83, something like that. Apparently, once the biggest movie star in the world for like a good stretch of time, which I didn't really comprehend.
I don't think any of us really comprehended.
But I've been talking to old people about it.
Mm-hmm. Not me. He wasn't talking to me about it. It
You're not quite old enough.
For once.
And yeah, it was explained to me like if a Burt Reynolds movie came out in theaters, you just went and saw it. Like there was no... Like if you were a person that went to the movie theaters, you didn't worry about what the movie was, what it was about, who else was in it. If you saw Burt Reynolds attached to it, you just went and saw it. And like almost all of his big movies opened number one.
That I didn't know.
Yeah. Wow. Like... Yeah, and he was a TV star forever before even doing Deliverance, which was like
his first movie. It was Gunsmoke.
Yeah, for like 50, 60 episodes, which I mean isn't...
Which is like 3 years in actual television
time. But it's, I mean, that show went on for what, 20 years, something like that? So in the grand scheme, not a huge cast member, but obviously had a reoccurring role. It's just, like, I have obviously, I've seen Deliverance, I've seen Gator, I've seen Smokey and the Bandit, I've seen...
They only did 432 episodes of Gunsmoke.
That's it? But I, like, I've seen all these older...
Somehow only watches the same episode over
and
over
again. No, no, that's not Gunsmoke.
I know it's not Gunsmoke, I'm making a joke.
Okay. He watches a lot of episodes of Gunsmoke.
It's Maverick and Frasier.
Frasier's the one who watched the same goddamn episode over.
Does he keep telling you about it, too?
Yeah, every fucking time. You go to watch it. It's hilarious. It's a good
episode. I watched it 20 years ago, Dad.
Yeah. But...
He was in Hooper, too. We're going to Hooper.
Hooper. Yeah, but like I'm saying, I've seen these movies, and I've liked some of them. I've disliked some of them, too. Some of his, like, lesser quality ones. And... I don't know. I was telling Cody earlier, like, I feel like I have to go back and kind of rewatch some of these movies because it's been years since I've seen some of them to kind of see. Because, like, after listening to, and obviously because of his death, he's been the subject of like podcasts and interviews, and I've read a lot. And it's like people remember him as like a great actor, the biggest star. Like, Kevin Smith made the example on his most recent Smodcast that think of how Chris Pratt is received today and times that by 1,000. That was Burt Reynolds in his heyday.
Damn.
And then I started thinking, I was like, well, yeah, a whole lot less movies came out. And I tried to find out like how many movies would get like wide theatrical release. And I couldn't actually find like a number. But it had been obviously way less than now. And then the fact that the channels were way less, so he would make those rounds on, like, the Tonight Show, and he would be, like, the celebrity guy on, like, the game shows and stuff like that, back when celebrities did all that shit. And, like, it's, like, a consensus that he was the most popular person doing those things, and, like, everybody loved him, and he was a great actor, which I never really got the great actor side of things. So, like I said, I gotta go back and rewatch some of those movies that I haven't seen since I was, like, a kid.
Yeah.
Because it's been forever since I've seen some of them. I think the most... I mean, I saw Smokey and the Bandit most recently, probably like 5-6 years ago. That's probably the last time I watched a Burt Reynolds movie.
And you probably watched it on TV or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I want to go back and, like, rewatch Deliverance. I was told Starting Over was, like, that's one of his early, like... acted his ass off in that one. I think it was Starting Over. The one where he plays a divorced guy... like an old romantic comedy, I guess.
Oh, there it is, Starting Over. Yeah, 1979.
Like, apparently that one gets raved about for his actual acting performance in that one. Longest Yard, you know? I mean, super
both
dope.
Of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm on a mission. I got to go back, rewatch some of those things, and try to figure out why he was the biggest star in the world for the stretch of time that it was. And I keep hearing wonderful things about his last movie, The Last Movie Star. Which now I want to see too.
Technically, it's his third to last movie.
Yep.
What else is coming out?
He had the same year, he had a movie called Miami Love Affair. And he has a movie coming out this year, or that came out this year, called Defining Moments, or is coming out this year.
Is coming out. It's his posthumous release.
It's like his last real movie, apparently.
Well, these don't say anything about direct to DVD or anything. So, I don't know.
Oh, that'd be so weird.
You know what's weirder? You know what the weirdest thing he was involved in?
Nope.
Universal Soldier 2 and 3.
He was actually in the movies?
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
Yeah, because you're not thinking of the actual movies that you watched. He was in actual Universal Soldier 2 and actual Universal Soldier 3, which were TV movies.
Oh.
So, like, the second Jean-Claude Van Damme Universal Soldier movie is technically the fourth in that series of movies.
Okay.
Weird as shit, right?
Yes.
Yeah, this is very bizarre. Burt Reynolds, why did you do that? Really weird.
Well, he's at that point.
Because he can.
Yeah, exactly. He can. Just take whatever he
wants. Fatty paycheck for like 2 weeks of shooting or something?
CIA deputy director mentor? That was his character's name.
I've never seen those, but I want to see them so bad.
They're probably just as terrible as the other movies.
I'm hoping. First Universal Soldier is awesome. Fuck your face.
I don't know. He was amazing on Archer.
Yeah.
For his one episode, right?
Yeah.
Or was it two?
It was one episode. He's referred to a couple of different times, but he was only in one of them.
I kind of want to see what they're going to do now.
Oh, they'll do something for show.
Yeah, just kind of an honor because Archer loved Burt Reynolds.
He modeled his whole fucking life.
After Gator. You've never seen Gator?
As Mike would say, Gator.
Gator.
Burt Reynolds' best work.
All right, here's I found that list we were talking about earlier. So the other thing he got criticized for a lot is
slinging dick.
Apparently he slung.
Speaking of slinging dick, actually, real quick, comes naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike.
I'm Cody. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Yeah, right back to it. So apparently, Burt Reynolds caught a lot of shit for turning down a bunch of iconic movie roles.
Mm-hmm.
So here are some that are confirmed by him that he actually turned down. James Bond. He was offered the role directly after Sean Connery,
which is understandable because he's not British.
Yeah, you know. And he actually said only a British dude should play that.
Yeah,
so whatever. Han Solo in Star Wars, he turned that down,
which thankfully he did.
Richard Gere's role in Pretty Woman. Jack Nicholson's role in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Bruce Willis's role in Die Hard, and
which would have been weird. That's one of those ones that you think back on and you're like, how would that look? Just look.
Yeah. And then apparently he turned down some role in Terms of Endearment. But in his defense, this is like an expert from one of his interviews, is he was doing that thing back in the day where he would turn down movies and then go do a movie with like all of his friends. Mm-hmm. So like he worked with like a lot of the same actors and same directors a lot in his career. And he would say like, I just had fun work. I had more fun working with these people. And that was kind of how he took all those roles. And then, cause it was obvious, like he didn't care how he was received.
Yeah.
So you do that. And the majority of those movies that he took instead of those famous ones you were offered all opened number one.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't really, like, at the time, you couldn't really say it was a mistake because he was actually making more money doing those. So bizarre. Old Hollywood's so weird, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't make any sense comparative to, like, now.
It's very true.
Yeah. But, yeah, that was my Burt Reynolds piece.
Proud of you.
Thanks, man.
Proud of you.
It's weird looking at all of his movies that he's done. There's no real large gaps.
No, he was steady.
He was a steady actor, even though he wasn't out in the limelight the whole entire time.
Well, he would do like weird TV movies and then like a TV show for a couple years and then a movie and then weird TV movies and a TV show and then like a big movie. I remember everyone talked about when Boogie Nights came back, there was like, oh, this is his like comeback movie. Like everyone's, but I don't think you look at the IMDb on him and it's like, well, he never really went away. Like it was like right around the same time he was in Striptease and some other movies.
A lot of sex work for that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking through everything here that's listed in Wikipedia and it looks like it starts from 19. I mean, his first film that he's credited is 1961, Angel Baby.
Yep.
He didn't do anything until 65.
But he did two movies in 61, though.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. But after 61 is 65, 66. He didn't do anything 67 or 68. But from there, 71 would be the next time he didn't do anything.
Just looking at movies? Cause he's
just
got
movies.
Okay,
just
yeah, because he's got TV shows.
I'm just saying, I'm just saying, like, just straight movies. After that, it's not until 1991, was it? Yeah, 91. So from 70, from 1969 to 1991, he was doing something every year. And then from 1992, 1992, it wasn't until 94 that he had another year gap. And then 98, he had another year gap.
He had years where he was pumping out like 2 to 4 movies a year for like years straight. That's so nuts. Like, thinking about that, there's no way that's it's possible for all those movies to be good. Like, you just make way too much. You don't have the time to...
Yeah, well, yeah, like in 2000, he made 3 movies. 2001 was 4 movies. 2006 was, what, 5 movies? Jesus.
Yeah. Best little whorehouse in Texas. Couldn't get away with a title of a movie like that nowadays.
It wasn't even called a whorehouse in the movie.
Nope.
It's called the Chicken Ranch, right? Or the
is it Chicken Ranch?
Chicken Ranch or Chicken Farm, something probably like that.
Look it up.
It's been 400 years since I've seen that movie.
400 years? All right.
Yeah, I counted, missing. Bro.
Okay. Well, first counted, off, you
bro.
Can't count.
400 years, bro.
You can't count. That's what that is.
Well, you know, probably.
The Chicken Ranch.
Chicken Ranch.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize he was in Duckman.
Yeah, man. Duckman is a great show. Jason Alexander's best work.
That's probably true. Yeah.
You guys are obviously forgetting Shallow Hal.
No, I'm not. No. Easily top 5, clearly, but not number 1.
Clearly you are.
It's a Vigil Tale? Come on now, I remember that shit.
You're also forgetting his stellar work as a ad man for McDonald's back in the day when commercials meant something.
Or how about when, you know, that now that he's Colonel Sanders.
Is he Colonel Sanders now?
Yeah. Is he one of the Colonel Sanders, too?
Yeah, he is.
That's fantastic.
Jiminy Christmas.
He comes, he
I bet he does come.
Breaks into somebody's house, essentially, with these long-ass arms that's supposed to be holding, like, 5 different meal kits that are under $20. And at the end there, he just, you can obviously see their fake arms that he lifts up, and he's like, their finger looking good or something, or whatever he says. I can't remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah, oh, fuck, he's right. It does.
You know he was in an episode of X-Files?
No, I didn't know that. I saw that, though.
Didn't you see all the X-Files?
What are you pointing at me for?
Jason Alexander's role as Colonel Sanders is a reprisal role from the 2002 ad campaign for KFC. Second time he played Colonel Sanders.
Dang, go. That was a way throwback.
Right.
That was before there. It was cool to do celebrity fucking Colonel
that
Sanders.
That means he was really just doing it back then for a job.
Yeah.
No, that was fresh off of all that Seinfeld money, man.
That's probably why he was doing KFC commercials. They're like, we don't have a role for George Costanza.
Look, we can't afford Seinfeld.
I can play anything else. I don't know, man.
I always wondered about something like that where you make, at the time, just... Well, still ridiculous money, but like record-breaking money at the time for those last few seasons. Mm-hmm. And it's like, Seinfeld always had stand-up. That was always his number one thing. So he didn't really act after that. He pops up here and there in little weird roles. Fuck, I'm spacing on her name. The Elaine.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Yeah.
Yes. She's had a very successful career post that because she had that... New Adventures of Old Christine, which ran for like 6 years. I never saw it, but it ran for a long time. And then she gets all the praise in the world for that show Veep, which has ran for a long time now. Michael Richards didn't do great.
Nope.
Kind of
one way to put it.
Kind of lost his shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jason Alexander, it's like he's produced some stuff. He's done some stage stuff. He's never done anything big since then. But it's like, how much is that is him trying to do stuff and not being able to get a chance? And how much of it is he made so much fucking money from Seinfeld and he could just
need to do anything?
Do some stage shit? Because stage stuff doesn't pay. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, that's always more of a passion project for actors, especially rich, you know, well-established ones. I always kind of wondered that. Like, is he trying to get stuff? And no one wants to get.
No one wants to hire the George. Guy from Seinfeld. Yeah,
there's a lot of voice work. A lot of voice work.
Yeah, but
yeah, I forgot he was in Blank Man.
Yeah, so I wonder how much. Yeah, I always wondered how much of it is self-inflicted, and how much of it is like he just can't get a role because yeah, it's always been weird.
Yeah,
Because it's like it's like the Friends, the cast of Friends. Like
they don't really get roles. Yeah.
Yeah. The Monica had that Cougar Town show run for 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm spacing on all their real
Joey
names.
Right? Masters of the Universe. Joey.
Yeah. Well, he didn't do shit until he played himself in episodes.
Now he's on a sitcom right now, right?
Isn't
like a show that's on?
Yeah, it's like an ABC one. But it was years before he caught on with something that lasted more than a couple episodes.
Yeah.
The guy who played Chandler he kind of fell victim of bad timing because he had a couple really good shows that got canceled, I think, early because of writer strikes the most time. Those two big writer strikes.
What was the remake? The Odd Couple, right? He did the Odd Couple TV show.
That one, I think, just failed because it sucked.
Well, granted.
But before that, he had that Studio 60.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone loved that.
Oh, that was in the height of
that was the writer's strike. And then one of the writer's strikes happened. And then he caught on with a couple other shows, and one of them people really liked. And then again, writer's strike, and it fucked up that show. So I think he got, like, bad luck. But he hasn't really caught on with anything that lasted more than a season or two. Lisa Kudrow did a couple movies.
She had the show on Showtime.
Yeah, that therapist show that lasts for a while.
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah.
It was started off as a web show and then got picked up.
Hmm. All right.
Matthew Perry, by the way, is Chandler.
He did the whole
David Schwimmer did a bunch of directing stuff.
Yeah, Schwimmer started directing.
Yeah. Plus, he's also done voice work.
Has he?
Madagascar? That was him in Madagascar.
Oh, yeah, right.
Played the draft.
Right. But yeah, that's the whole... It's like the side characters in that show had... Well, Jennifer Aniston has had a pretty successful film career. She's had some shitty movies, but they've had a lot of movies that have made money. She's going to keep getting roles, so...
Yeah.
She's had a successful career. But like the guest people are the ones who really took off after that.
Right.
Because like Paul Rudd was a reoccurring character on that show.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. He was on it for like 3 seasons. Like the last 3 seasons, he was pretty consistently on it. Yeah. That's weird.
Fuck, even Burt Reynolds was on that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom Selleck. Tom Selleck had a nice run.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was one of those celebrities that were like, he actually committed. He was there for a while. That's always weird.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. All right. Cody, your turn.
Cody, your turn.
I was trying to look at like there's a like each of them have a really long list of stuff, but nothing is super sustainable for Friends, at least for the people of Friends.
Right. I think Jennifer Aniston's the most successful coming out of that show because she's got some award nominations and some movies that made big money.
Man with a Plan is the Matt LeBlanc.
Yeah, show. That's like a Tim Allen style show. Yeah. He plays like a blue collar dude with a family.
It was always against
very
odds because his
Tommy.
Yeah, was always it's against the odds of his family because like his manly ways sort of thing.
Yeah.
Let's see. Matthew Perry plays Chandler Bing. Obviously had Friends. Durr. He was in Fallout New Vegas. It was a video game.
It was a video game.
Trying to see if there's any other long sense. Oh, Mr. Sunshine. That was the show I was trying to think of.
That was the other one.
It was the weatherman.
Yeah, that people liked.
Yeah. Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip. Was the big one
that was the one that came right off the hills of West Wing. That was the if I'm not mistaken, I was like gonna replace West Wing as like not replace West Wing, but kind of take that slot as the other drama for that time frame.
Yeah, because it was an Aaron Sorkin show.
Yeah,
and that dude makes gold. A lot of people in that show too, and then of course David Schwimmer, as we said, did a lot of directing and producing stuff. A lot of television stuff. I mean, obviously, with his career as on Friends, helped him learn a lot about television stuff and had some friends. But he did a bunch of stuff. Like Run, Fat Boy, Run was one of my favorite ones that he did with Simon.
He directed that?
Yeah.
Oh, I fucking love that movie.
Yeah.
I had no idea he directed that.
Yeah, that scene where they pop the blister? Fucking blister is one of the funniest
line,
fucking things.
The line is that's the third or second grossest thing I've had on my face.
Yeah.
So gnarly.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's good times. He was in Band of Brothers, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Put himself on Curb Enthusiasm.
A lot of people did, though.
Yeah. He was on 30 Rock.
Nice. The planet.
Greenzo.
Yeah, the planet spokesperson guy.
Yeah. He was a dick, too. It was hilarious. Anyhow.
Why does every horror movie list suddenly want to mention Doom?
Because it just hit the streaming services. Universal just got the rights back.
Oh, so that's why I've been seeing it everywhere. Yeah, yeah.
I think it was this month it hit streaming services.
Yeah, because I explained to you and Tim last night how last week, since I had the week off, I was on Friday, I was just like, fucking, I'm going to try and find some good horror movies to watch.
It's September, good for horror movies.
No, I don't know.
Like, I don't have a week off in October, all right?
I'm fucking weird, I'll admit that. for some reason, when I get bored, I just want to listen to a good ghost story. So okay. A lot of times I'll end up doing on YouTube and just listening to like a guy's channel called Mr. Nightmare or Nuke's Top 5, which does like all types of weird ghost paranormal top 5 stuff. Not saying I believe in it. It's just fun to watch or listen to sometimes. Some of the stories, you obviously know that they're fake, but they're good stories. Anyway.
Like, I was going to say something, but it's fine.
What?
I was going to say, like, the Bible. Fine. I don't know how well it's going to sell, though.
But for some reason, so I can't remember which service I was on. I go over to the categories, and I go to horror, and, like, the first line, Doom, and I'm like, no, horror movies, not horrible movies.
Oh.
Technically, it was supposed to be a horror movie.
Why are you showing me this all of a sudden? So I didn't realize until you just said it right now that it just hit all streaming services.
Yeah, the rights just were retained back to Universal after I can't remember who else had it with them, but they just got it back because they're working on another version of it.
Hopefully, a better one.
Hopefully, yeah.
But I mention it now because I'm on Slash Film, just looking at all the different headlines, and one of the headlines is Now Scream This.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
For Halloween with this horror grab bag, and there it is, right smack dab in the middle of the picture is The Rock from Doom.
Hey, one of my favorite things is, like, it goes from the most ridiculous, which is Werewolf Cop.
Yes.
Has Doom in the middle, because Werewolf Cop 1 and 2 are fantastic. Yeah. If you haven't watched them, you should fucking watch them. They're amazing. You have Doom, which is funny you mentioned that, because I saw this same article, because I have it in front of me right now. And I was like, what the fuck horror movie was The Rock in where he was a soldier? And I was like, oh, it's fucking Doom. Doom.
Again, you're thinking like a horror movie, not horrible movie. And then the last picture, just before you get into it, is from The Conjuring, like an actual horror movie.
Yeah. Werewolf Cop, for people who don't know. Imagine Teen Wolf, but he's a cop.
Yeah. Makes sense.
That's where I'm going to stop it. Because that's all you need to know. And yes, they made two of them. Hey, by the way, did you see that? I think they announced a new Bad Ben movie. I know you love those fucking movies.
No, I actually haven't watched them. The trailers for them are hilarious because they're obviously fake.
They're fucking terrible.
But they are fucking terrible.
Oh, they put Terrifier on here.
The list is actually kind of weird. So you have Wolf Cop.
Look at Tiny Little Rock in this.
Terrifier, Doom, which, yes, it's so weird to go back in time and see him
not all beefcaked.
Yeah.
Well, he was told he had to slim down if he wanted to be in movies.
Really?
Yeah. No, that's nice. A lot of people are, you can't be all giant and bulky like that because you make all the other actors look too small. till like realizing like
it's the Rock.
He's the Rock, and that should be playing to his strengths.
Yeah. Then you have Murder Party, the one with Zach, whatever his face is from Buffy. Suburban Gothic.
Zach, what's his face?
That's all I really know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying this is a good way of putting it.
Yeah. Honestly, that's pretty much what everybody would know. You have The Conjuring, Southbound, Dark Half.
Wait, Xander, by the way.
Xander, that's who it was.
It's fine, though.
Zach Xander. Dark Half. Whatever happened to, what's his name?
Timothy Hutton?
Yeah.
He makes stuff randomly now.
Apparently. Pumpkinhead?
Yeah, good one. With Lance Hendrickson.
Pet Sematary 2. So it's like, I don't know, it's a really weird, like...
Not a great one.
Well, arguably not all of these are great.
Well, yeah, but like, it's like, apparently Pet Sematary is not streaming somewhere, because I don't know why they jumped to Pet Sematary 2.
I don't know either.
That's like saying, hey, you know what, you should watch The Gate 2.
There was a Gate, The Gate 2?
Yeah, man.
Did it have, what's his name in it?
No, I think it was a different cast. I can pull it up.
Yeah, what's his name? The dude with the bracelets.
Dude with the bracelets.
And the pirates.
Johnny Depp.
It was Johnny Depp, right? In The Gate.
Steven Dorff in The Gate.
I'm answering his question. I don't know who was in The Gate. He just said bracelets and pirates, and that's clearly Johnny Depp.
Then what am I thinking? It was a Hell's Gate? Ninth Gate. That's what I'm thinking.
Ninth Gate?
Ninth Gate was the one with Johnny Depp. Never mind. Never mind.
Here's like the weird thing about Doom.
Maybe they didn't do a Gate 2. Maybe I'm thinking Ghouls 2.
Maybe they did Ninth Gate 2.
Say
10th Gate.
I want you guys to imagine real quick that ninth Doom gate never happened.
I was right. They did do it.
Okay. So Doom never happened. And it gets announced today that The Rock and Carl Urban are going to star in an R-rated version of the movie Doom based on the video game. How fucking excited we would be right now.
Gate 2. I knew they made a sequel.
That looks awful. That would be awesome.
But that's exactly what it is.
No. Well, yes.
Yeah, it's exactly... No,
nowadays, yes.
No, I'm saying, like, yes, yeah, if we were to do that now. Yes, and it just came too early.
I'd be horribly disappointed by it.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the same movie.
I would be horribly disappointed. The Rock is
way better at everything
now. Yes, because...
But to say if that movie went away...
Can we have Alex Garland write it?
Yes. Yes. Yes, please.
Did you set the table with the thing?
A little bit.
If we want a good movie, yes. But if you're literally taking this...
And making it nowadays?
And making it exactly the same...
No, you can't.
If they made this exact movie, just because you had those two names in it, I would initially be like, yes, The Rock.
Absolutely. And
Carl Urban?
Holy fucking fuck, sign me up.
Yeah,
it's still gonna trick me. One of these days, I'm gonna be like, I have to watch Doom again because
it's on streaming services right now.
Apparently,
yeah, there you go.
Does it say which streaming services they're on?
I think it was. I want to say Netflix.
Have you actually seen it?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I've seen it a couple times.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen it. I do love the first person shooter scene at the end, though.
You know, it's funny. I'm gonna say this, and you won't be able to get it out of your head. Hmm. So I'm gonna show you the picture you saw from this freeze frame in the trailer, right?
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to say a name. Try to unsee it. Jason Statham.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
It's super creepy.
It's also super weird going back to his early stuff and realizing that he had hair back then.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
It wasn't until he bolted off or just went away. He still has it. It's just behind muscles. So can't get loose.
Yeah. It's fighting. One of these days, the whole afro is just going to pop out and it finally wins.
Like, oh... Oh, I just realized that he's grabbing the big fucking gun, too.
Yeah.
God damn it, I fucking hate that movie.
Yeah.
Ah, right. Movie makes me so mad.
Yeah, that was real bad.
So terrible. I do want to watch this Terrifier movie, though.
But if they announce today, hey, guys, The Rock and Carl Urban both decided that they fucked up on Doom. They want to do it right.
They owe us a do-over.
We're gonna make Doom again.
We're gonna call
way
it
better this time, but it's just gonna be us two. We're gonna change out the rest of the cast, but we're still gonna do a Doom. I'm still gonna end up the bad guy at the end. Carl Urban's still gonna
spoiler alert.
Yeah, and then it's just gonna be way better. Just trust us. We'd be like, All right, Rock.
All right, yeah.
Okay, Rock, I believe you.
You earned my money.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
But we ain't going to get that.
I wouldn't mind seeing Carl Urban and The Rock team up, though, for something else. Anything else.
Oh, I was going to say.
Dread 2.
Well, granted.
Dread 2, The Rock, and Carl Urban.
I got distracted with the whole talk of that. Judges? One's a death awesome. Judge.
But I was thinking more like that, where The Rock is a death judge.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
It's a bad guy. It's
bad guy.
Undead bad guy or something like that, if I recall right.
Yeah. You were asking about Timothy Hutton. He was in Jack Ryan. Death.
He was in...
He played Singer, the director.
Oh. Didn't even realize that.
Yeah, like, Timothy Hutton.
So much older in the...
Yeah. I was going to bring that up, and then we started talking about other stuff, and I was like, wait, what? Why was I looking at this up? That's right.
Distracted. Speaking of distractions.
Comes naturally. Oh, wait. No, did we already do that?
Ah, shit.
Sorry, guys.
Henry Cavill looks to be exiting his role as Superman.
Not looks to be. There is an actual announcement.
He is Dunsky.
It's really weird to think that him and Batfleck are pretty much done with their roles, even though I really enjoyed both of them in their roles. I liked... Man of Steel, and I kind of liked Batman versus Superman. And they were setting up this whole entire universe where you already have two movies that are coming out. But it looks like he's stepping down. They couldn't reach contract negotiations in time, and then he decided that he wanted to play The Witcher on Netflix, which I think he'll do a fantastic job on. But yeah. Looks like we won't be seeing him anymore as Superman.
Official update.
Uh-oh.
Official press release from Warner Brothers, which does not clearly say yes or no. It says this: while no decisions have been made regarding the upcoming Superman films, we've always had great respect and great relationship with Henry Cavill, and that remains unchanged. Doesn't specify the fact that he's outed, but pretty much seems that way.
Yeah.
When you make a statement like that.
Yeah. So it kind of sucks. But, I mean, to be honest, maybe they do. I hate to see series be rebooted.
Yeah.
Especially so soon.
In the middle of something.
But with the way that they've been... accepted by the general public, maybe they do need a little bit of a reboot and just kind of like let's step back and let's kind of try and plan this out a little bit better.
The problem with that, though, is you have two highly anticipated movies coming out, Aquaman and Wonder Woman.
Right, and in her own movie, it was actually a really good movie.
And well received. Yeah.
And I can only hope that Aquaman will be the exact same thing, and from trailers it looks like it's going to be really good. So yeah, it is definitely that weird thing where you are suddenly starting to build these individual franchises off, and now your two main characters.
Just say fuck it, replace them, keep going. I think at this point that's really the only thing you could do. Just
Edward Norton.
Yeah, I mean it's weird because it's the two main guys, but really, I mean, there's not much you could do because you don't want to waste.
Right? Would you?
You don't want to waste Wonder Woman on Aquaman, basically, and Flash. Like those.
Oh, that's right. The third movie. I forgot about that.
I mean, we don't know when or if that was ever going to happen for sure, but it was kind of planned. But like those characters, everyone either loves or you're kind of predicted you're going to love them. You know what I mean? Like, and for as much shit as Ben Affleck caught, I don't understand why. I think he did exactly. Here's the problem.
I think he did exactly what he needed to do.
Yeah, comic book fans don't want comic book movies to be too much like the comic books for some reason.
Right? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
That's
so
what it seems like.
This is what they get for being shitty. This is what comic book fans and shitty movie fans deserve. They deserve for everything to be different and not ever get a fucking cohesive storyline. We're getting what we deserve as a mass public for being shitty about movies and comics.
To be fair, yeah.
But yeah, I kind of think at this point the move is you make that young Batman movie, you hope it kills, and you just move him into old Batman. Just boom. He's Justice League Batman. And then you just find the best fucking option possible for Superman. And you just continue on. Like, you can't. What are you going to do? So this guy took up the mantle of Superman. You can't do that.
No, because he's the only.
And he just died. So you can't kill him again.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they would have been. Imagine how, like, lucky they would have been if they just left him dead in that last one. He could have just been dead forever.
Right.
And then, like, brought him back in, like, 5-6 movies when everyone had some time. But, yeah, at this point, you just have to recast him and keep going. But, okay. To be fair, as much as I've liked these DC movies, Warner Brothers has to do a much better job of locking these people up, dude. You can't. There's no fucking reason that there's even negotiations for Henry Cavill at this point.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, none at all. But.
And that was, what, three movies? Two movies?
Three.
Three movies.
Some three movies.
Whereas, comparatively to the Marvel Universe, those guys were locked up for like 5-6 movies, yeah. Something like that. Further, you know, even just for appearances. You look like you had something to say.
No, I was going to say something, but it doesn't matter. You said it, so.
Oh, okay.
The fact that the locking up whole thing is like you set him for like three movies, but one of those three movies you get eaten up by his small cameo in Suicide Squad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you're like, that's not, you need a 6-movie deal.
Yeah.
So you can have him appear in other shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a bummer, but I like I said, I kind of hope they just go on. With that being said, though, like I think you have a lot of opportunity for Batman. There's a lot of cool choices you can make.
Mm-hmm.
Superman, I think, is a little bit harder to recast, but do you guys have any... If they were to go that route, like, how would you...
I don't know. The problem with Henry Cavill as Superman is that he had that look and physique. He could build that physique.
Well, man.
I know you can have a lot of people that can build that physique, but it's the look that
Cody, who you had. You got
the very chiseled chin.
You're thinking of people, Cody.
My whole thing is you should, I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of ways you can go. I was so happy with Henry Cavill because he was young enough to be in that role quite a long time.
Yeah.
He did have the superhero look to him because, like, once you saw him in that what was that? That 300 like movie he was in?
Immortals.
You were like, oh, okay, I see it now.
Yeah, I can see it now, yeah.
But here's the other shitty part about the shitty fans is I don't think Affleck or Cavill would have as much of a problem re-upping these contracts.
Probably not.
If the fans weren't so fucking shitty and hated towards these movies. Like, mm-hmm. I think these movies got completely unfairly fucking ripped. And you could rip Batman v Superman for being convoluted and too long, but, like, come on, if you're grabbing Zack Snyder, you run a chance of doing that. But, like, people shit all over Man of Steel. They shit all over Justice League. They shit all over Batman v Superman. They shit it all over Suicide Squad. Like, why would Ben Affleck want to keep coming back when he's putting in work, dude? Like, he's doing a good job.
Yeah, at one point Henry Cavill was supposed to be directing and
doing a good job, and people are still just shitting all over these movies. It's like, what...
I'm just going to go.
Yeah, they're just going
to. That's what The Witcher kind of feels like for Henry Cavill.
He's like, I'm just going to go do this thing that I want to do.
Exactly, yeah.
Because everybody's made Superman just an unfun, shitty fucking thing that you have to deal with every couple of years now.
And to be honest, it seems like he could probably make more money in the long run if The Witcher becomes. In the long run.
I don't know about that.
If The Witcher becomes popular for Netflix.
I don't know anything about The Witcher, but. I would think there's more money in Superman, always.
What's that game that Joe's taken 2 years to play?
Superman?
No.
Witcher?
Superman 64? No. Yeah.
Sorry, I threw up a little bit in my mouth.
Because I can only take a minute of Superman 64.
Is there a world you can continue on without a Superman?
Is there a world where?
No, just in this series of movies.
If they just continued on it.
If you're just like Superman's
you
gone.
You never bring back.
You never do Justice League.
Yeah, you can't do Justice League anymore. But you could, like I'm saying, you can do a team up Justice League, but like you can't. You have to have some type of Superman.
Right. Yeah. That's why you couldn't do a Justice League. Maybe you could do a crossover with Aquaman and Wonder Woman, but it wouldn't feel the same.
Yeah.
I definitely couldn't bring in Batman because
Wonder Woman is powerful enough to be
the Superman-esque thing.
Yeah. That'd be a bummer, though.
Yeah, it definitely would be.
And I'm trying to think of creatively how they would spin it.
The only thing I can possibly think of is that you had listed those... Well, I shouldn't say listed, but you had those flash forwards, possibly, from the...
Batman v Superman,
where you saw that alternate world.
Yeah.
So you could possibly bring in a different Batman and Superman from a different universe, but that in itself...
I don't think movie fans can handle that.
Yeah, exactly. That in itself...
They had enough mix up. I mean, they're still confused why Christian Bale turned into Batfleck.
Yeah.
God damn it, I hate people.
Yeah. Yeah, they're the worst.
Who would you make Superman, though, Cody?
It's tough to think about because there's a lot of people who could do it. There's a lot of people you could look at. Like, he would looks like that.
I want John Hamm. But if you have to replace him, I think you go John Hamm.
I was still thinking younger, though.
Yeah.
I'm not talking Smallville younger. I'm talking like what Henry Cavill was, if not a little bit younger than that. So you have him for a while.
Okay.
But it's hard to say because I also like the idea of having someone.
John Krasinski.
Armie Hammer comes to mind.
Yeah, he was up for Batman at one point too.
Sucks though.
Yeah,
he's not a good actor.
I
for the most part, I mean,
I would want to give him a chance. It seems more or less like the movies I have seen him in just aren't good.
Yeah, that might be it.
Other than The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
The Man from U.N.C.L.E. was fantastic, and that's what I'm saying is.
But that was good because of Henry Cavill.
Well, the thing
I liked him.
The thing I've noticed about Armie Hammer, though, is Armie Hammer is a director's actor, which means if he's in a movie with a good director, he's good.
Oh, what about what's his name from Westworld?
That narrowed it down.
Oh, come on.
That dude from Westworld?
Yeah, who played, what's her name's, Mean Squeeze.
Dang.
Dolores's...
James Marsden?
James Marsden.
Yeah, James Marsden could do it. He'd be Cyclops, basically. Yeah. Mike, if you don't know the name.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only... I mean, I kind of want them to look at someone who's super unknown, but then that's the problem is, how do you find... Like, you have to go deep dive and find somebody... Because you need to find that diamond in the rough, someone who can act. Because you don't. I mean,
who has the look and who you can envision. He might not have the physique now, but you could put that onto him.
Yeah, even that. One of the reasons I like Tom Welling as Superman in Smallville is he was a big guy, but he wasn't ripped.
Right.
And I think that lends more to a more believable alien Superman, because he doesn't have the rippling muscles. He's just not like boom, you know what I mean? Like, I loved Henry Cavill's look of just being fucking shredded.
Something more like Wonder Woman, where she doesn't look like she can lift a tank, but she can lift a tank.
Exactly, where it's like, oh shit, look at this guy. Like, if you had The Rock stand in right against this dude that looked like,
and you'd be like, The Rock's gonna
win. As him as Black Adam against, like, say, you know, someone like Tom Welling.
Yeah.
Who's tall but like not really like ripped. You're like, well, he's gonna rip him in like many pieces and sprinkle him down over Metropolis, right? Like, it's gonna be a bloody rain, and then all of a sudden he punches him so hard that he flies out of the atmosphere, and you're like, oh no, I think we misjudged him. You know what I mean?
I get what you're saying. Yeah,
that sort of thing. Because there's that like, if you go back and look at like the early Superman stuff, they didn't draw him as this massive guy.
No, but my feeling for the time is his physique looked like what boxers looked like from that kind of era.
Of course.
Which they were physically fit for their time.
Yeah.
And that's why, for me,
and nobody was really ripped up back in the day.
Yeah.
Because you looked at as a freak if you look like that.
Just like, to me, that's why I look at the more physically fit as like Henry Cavill. That's the Superman I think of.
Which, don't get me wrong, I like that. I just think it would be cool to have that, you know.
And I get what you're saying. It'd be interesting to see. I'd have to see it in order to really appreciate it or not.
Speaking of DC stuff, do you guys see some of the talks about the Swamp Thing live action show?
Nope.
Nope.
First off, they're going to have a man in a suit and not, so it's going to be practical effects.
That's good.
It's going to be a hard R.
That's
tone.
Good.
Because they can get away with it because it's going to be on a streaming service and not like worrying about anything else. And they may bring back the original Swamp Thing actor, Derek Mears, to play Swamp Thing. Because he'll be getting a suit and he's a pretty big guy.
Wow.
You ever see the original, right? Shit,
yeah, I've seen the original.
Well, he's not. Well, I mean, he's not young by any means, but because he's a fit, because he doesn't have to be monstrously fat. Monstrously fat, get us in there. Yeah. He just has to be a big dude and he's still a big guy. But I think it'd be pretty cool, just like kind of a fun little thing to have him back. But they have the writer of It doing the show.
Oh
yeah, so Gary Doberman is writing the live action.
That's dope.
Yeah, pretty exciting.
And where's it releasing on?
That's on DC Universe. The
okay,
streaming
so that's
service.
Gonna be one of their exclusive things. Interesting.
Kind of hope they come back. Like, I haven't seen anything yet. I probably should look it up since it launches on Saturday. But I wonder if they're going to have the original Swamp Thing on there.
I would hope so.
It'd be pretty dope if they did.
I remember watching that as a kid. And didn't they make a movie?
Made TV movies, I believe.
TV movies, that's what it was. Okay.
Nope. Wrong button.
Nope. Hold on. Nope.
Yep. Hold on. Nope. 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 Let's see. What other news we got? They went in to do apparently some reshoots for, to finish Avengers 4.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because apparently they didn't have everything completely done.
All right.
Because one article I read said they're reshoots. Another one I read said they're going in to finish scenes that weren't done yet because of scheduling issues with certain people.
Yeah, I would say I'd believe that, yeah.
So I don't know which way to go, but I'm pretty okay with it because, you know, a lot of people have rumors like they're doing reshoots because they have to solidify why the Guardians of the Galaxy won't be coming back. Because as of right now, they're on permanent hiatus.
Ugh, that's so awful.
But I doubt that highly. I don't think they're going to take a franchise that's done them so well and just write them off by reshoots. That seems shitty.
Right.
But who knows? Let's see. What else we got going on? I think there's anything else really that came.
Nothing really huge that I've read or seen or can think of.
So Henry Cavill just posted a video on Instagram.
Yes.
And I haven't watched the video yet because we are recording an audio podcast.
Yeah, we are.
Interrupt it. But in the video, or all it says is, "Today was exciting, hashtag Superman." And in the video, the still, before the video starts playing, he's wearing a Krypton lifting team t-shirt.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
Play after the video. I want to see what's going on.
We'll play the video, he says.
Is that the video?
Yep. He's just slowly raising a action figure of Superman
with dogs barking in the background
to Beethoven's ninth symphony or something like that.
Now he slowly lowers the figure, and that's the whole video. He's fucking with people at this point.
Yep, he's just fucking with people.
A dick.
Good job. I like it.
A dick.
I like it.
Yeah, I'd call that it.
I think, I think that's about it.
Wow, that's some shade. HBO head calls Netflix the Walmart of streaming.
Yeah.
That is
HBO's high
shade.
As shit.
Right?
They're fucking dumb as fuck. Why? Because some stuff some people don't like, but they got everything? Is that plenty of shit I don't watch on HBO?
Right.
I don't, the whole thing comes to the fact that the CEO or the president of HBO is getting ready to announce a new streaming service because they're officially acquired by AT&T, so that merger is finally finished. So it's interesting. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what it actually is, but who knows what it's actually going to be. I think that's all. There's not something else I want to talk about too, but I don't remember what it was.
Yeah.
So, real quick, last little post before we go to follow up on our thing.
Yeah.
John Hamm says he's interested in playing Batman. I'm a huge comic book fan, always have been. I've read comic books since I was 9 or younger. I am pretty knowledgeable about a lot of them. Batman would be fun.
He would also be a very good Bruce Wayne / Batman.
He could do either one. Let's make him do both. Fuck it. That's how you get all your actors locked up. You make them all play multiple roles.
Okay. I'm trying to see if there's anything else that popped up about Calville, but I don't see anything else newer.
Nope.
On there. Oh, actually, speaking of it. It was officially announced that they're going to be doing the fight against the entity at the end of chapter two, right. Will be the psychic battle.
Oh,
yeah! So they're doing that crazy ass fucking push through the universe to see the dead turtle and all that fun stuff.
That's gonna be awesome.
It's gonna be fucking weird.
Yep.
I just wonder if they're gonna do the whole thing where his wife gets taken and she's like in comatose and like he has to ride Silver down the hill with her and then she wakes up and that whole thing to end it, because like that's kind of like the happy ending. If you could have a happy ending of that book, that would be it. Beverly and Ben out together.
I hope
that
so.
Sort of thing. You know? Spoilers, by the way. I guess I should have said before any of that.
Yeah, it's fine.
But fuck, you should read the book.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, my. Fuck.
He's like, ah, shit. He got me. You burnt. Yeah, I think that's it, man. Yeah. Yeah, we'll stop it there. Alan Wake TV show in the makings. That's interesting. Cool. Anything else, Mike?
Nah.
Anything you find on Twitter?
Nope.
No? Cool, bruh.
We're all caught up.
Yep. All right. So that's it for this week's episode. Of Comes Naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike.
I am Cody, and as usual, you fuckers,
but it's just
came
naturally.
He finished it.
I was finished.
Oh, gross. Likes the lag tights.